In this episode, I'll share one mindset shift that can help you make progress as you heal, grow, and become more resilient. Hey there, it's Michael. Welcome to Whole Again, a show about helping survivors of physical injury and trauma reclaim their strength and resilience through the wisdom of Kintsugi. On Fridays, I love sharing a microdose of wisdom with you to help you become whole again and step into the person you're becoming. And today, let's talk about perfectionism. It's something intellectually we all get that nothing's truly perfect, but we live in a world that wants to filter everything to make it so. And who's to say what's perfect anyway? It's certainly not my definition. And if you asked 100 people, you might get 113 different definitions of what quote unquote perfect is. And of course, we have our own version of perfect, which I'm sorry to tell you, I need to break this to you, that your definition of perfect isn't perfect. Rather, we're all perfectly imperfect, much like the Kintsugi art that we celebrate here on Whole Again. The pottery breaks, it's put back together, and instead of trying to hide the scars are highlighted in gold. We highlight the imperfections because those imperfections are symbols of our strength and resilience. As you might know, this month we're weaving in elements of stoicism to help us as we heal and grow and become more resilient, to help us step into who we are becoming. And the Stoics didn't demand flawlessness. They weren't aiming for perfection. They were looking at the effort someone was making. Basically, are you doing your best to control what you can control, which is something we shared in episode 199. And if you can answer yes to that question, that's enough. You're making progress. During my recovery, I had a mantra that I still use today. Work hard today to create a better tomorrow. So the work hard today obviously points to effort. Work hard today on the things that were in my control. And I had this belief, a faith, if you will, that that would lead to a better tomorrow. Perhaps not in every aspect of my recovery or every aspect of life, but I knew if I showed up with intentionality and I worked hard today, I put in the effort, that would create at least a tiny ripple that could carry me into tomorrow. So as we go through recovery, our body doesn't respond in a perfect way. It's still bouncing back. That's the nature of recovery. It's not going to be perfect. Recovery never goes fast enough. And some days our energy is inconsistent. One moment, we got all the energy in the world. The next moment, we need a power nap just to get through the day. Some days, it's like this. So give yourself grace, which is a topic I'll talk about in future episodes, most likely in the month of May, because I created a whole acronym to guide me through my recovery that I call GRACE. But give yourself grace. You're still progressing. This isn't meant to be perfect. It's meant to be perfectly imperfect, just like the Kintsugi art that we celebrate. So continue to show up. Continue to put in the effort. Know that when you focus in, again, intentionally, on what you can control and put effort towards that, you, my friend, are making progress. So here's the mindset shift that's up for grabs, and I hope you'll take it. Don't let perfection be the enemy of progress. keep showing up, even if it's messy, because messy progress beats perfection every day of the week. Okay, here's another thing that's within all of our control. It's our digital health. And so each Friday, I also like to offer one digital health tip, because our digital health impacts our physical health, our emotional and mental health, as well as our spiritual health. And in a couple of weeks, I'm going to share an amazing tool for you that's on my app that's helping people reduce their screen time by 30 to 40%, as well as their pickups. But until we get there, here's the tip for this week. I'll invite you to tap into, if you have an Android phone, digital well-being, or an iOS or an Apple phone, screen time. And very specifically, do not disturb and focus time. Do not disturb and focus time through digital wellness or screen time can help you put up some healthy boundaries. So when you want to focus in on, say, your physical therapy or your rest, or perhaps something at work, you can use all the tools on your phone to help you focus, to help you get things done, so you don't waste energy, energy that you could use to help you in your recovery. And these tools are right there for you. So we can take the mindset that we want to use our smartphones, but we don't want our smartphones to use us. We can reclaim our power. We can begin to scroll less and live more as we step into who we're becoming. So the digital wellness tip of this week is tap into digital well-being, if you have an Android, or screen time on iOS or Apple, and utilize do not disturb and focus time. And let me know how it goes. So there you have it. As always, thank you for being here. And thank you for being the badass survivor that you are. The world needs your ripple. So keep showing up. Keep putting in the work. In this episode, I shared a mindset shift that can help you make progress and not get paralyzed by perfection. After all, we're all perfectly imperfect, like that beautiful kintsugi art that we celebrate. Our scars, whether they're physical or emotional, are symbols of our strength and resilience. I also shared this week's digital health tip. Utilize digital well-being on Android and screen time on Apple. Set up your focus time and do not disturb to put up healthy boundaries so you can preserve your energy and reclaim your power and have the mindset that you can use a smartphone, but your smartphone won't use you. Again, thanks for being here. I appreciate you. And if you wish to further enhance your digital health, I'll invite you to take my smartphone wellness check. And you can access it through the link in the show notes, or you can visit my website, which is michaelobryanshift.com. And it's absolutely free, and it will help you scroll less and live more. And of course, I hope you'll join us here on Whole Again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and discover how to heal, grow, and become more resilient, and celebrate our scars as golden symbols of strength and resilience. Until then, remember, you can always come back to your breath. You've got this, and we've got you.